and your life.
All right. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Rishon Messianic Bible Club. Thank you for joining us today. We have a very interesting topic to talk about. I'm going to have to erase that board from last night, but we have an interesting topic to talk about today. And I seem to get a lot of email for talking about the fact that I said that you can prove the Trinity in a lot greater ways than even I explained to the young lady last week, that the Trinity is continually proven throughout the Bible. And when I talk to Jehovah's Witnesses, and believe me, I want to talk to all of them, the first thing they want to tell me is that Jesus is not God. And it's very simple to prove from the Bible that Jesus is God, but I understand their motive, because the person that started Jehovah's Witness, Charles Tees, I believe, was a 33-degree Freemason before he started Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? So for them, Jesus can't be God because he comes out of a satanic understanding. Mormons, their leader was a 33-degree Mason before he brought in Mormonism. So Jesus Christ couldn't be God. He could be the brother of Satan, but he couldn't be God. Okay, because to confess that Jesus Christ is God is something only Christians do. You understand?
Amen.
Mormons believe in Jesus. Buddhists believe in Jesus. Christians believe. Everybody believes in Jesus. Nobody believes Jesus is God except true Christians.
Right.
Okay, so I want to go over that because of an email that Lisa Morrison sent me this morning. And I don't want anybody to fall into this, but I want you to see the root of this and see the root of it, how clear it is, that shows you what the church's challenge is and why people will not come out of churches like T.D. Jakes Church, like Creflo Dollar's Church, like even Joel Osteen, who attended, him and his wife attended a concert for Lady Gaga to promote and support the lesbian, gay, and whatever community, right?
Yeah.
So, and they're there taking pictures, and they're there taking pictures, and they're there at Lady Gaga's concert, and here you have the pastor and his wife, and they're there, and they're taking pictures at a Lady Gaga concert, okay? Not just a Lady Gaga concert, to support the gay, lesbian, transgender community. That's what it was for, okay? And so, but even though they did that, you could still go to their church and the people will applaud them as they come in. And so the deception that this guy believes in Jesus is foolishness, okay? But they believe in a form of Jesus.
Right.
That's why Kanye West can be Kanye West can say, I believe in Jesus, because the form of Jesus that he believes in is not the form of Jesus that true Christians believe in. Mm-hmm. But we'll go through that, because I'm going to read the letter and then we're going to go over some Trinity information so that you understand the Jesus that we believe in is God. The Jesus that they believe in is a human that was born on the earth. And then once he was baptized, He gained his Christ consciousness, and therefore he taught good things through his Christ consciousness. And for Luciferians such as Kanye West and all of these other people, they believe that Jesus taught good things, and then he went back to heaven before he died on the cross. And so therefore, Jesus is a hero because he's the first one to have his Christ consciousness. And he's the second one to be resurrected.
Second.
Because they think the Freemason God, or Arif Habim, I can't pronounce the name. They believe he was the first resurrected and Christ is the second. And so, look, but they open churches and they preach that Jesus is awesome. What he did on the cross is awesome and blah, blah, blah. And you go, wow, they're Christians. Wow, look, T.D. Jakes is a Christian. He has a church and he's preaching about Jesus. But the Jesus in his mind is completely different from the Jesus in your mind. Or Roberts, the Jesus in his mind, what from a 33-degree Mason, was completely different from Kenneth Copeland. The Jesus in his brain is completely different. But when it comes out of his mouth, it sounds like the same Jesus because they're saying he resurrected. Yes, he resurrected, but they believe he already went back to heaven before his body resurrected. You understand? And they don't believe he's the first to resurrect. They believe he's the second. So you got to understand the deception that has gone on in the church, because Jesus warned us, okay? You will know them by their fruits, okay? Praise God for what he... You will know them by their fruits. Yes. That's why the Lord's telling me you don't want to be nothing like them.
Amen.
You understand? You want to be nothing like them. If they do this, don't you do it, because their behavior shows that they care more for luxury and status and being obedient to Satan than they do for Jesus, and therefore they don't belong to him.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to get into this, but let's pray first, okay?
Amen. Amen. I saw a picture of Billy Graham when he was younger at Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah, he was there. But, you know, he was preaching a Jesus. The Jesus that the Catholic Church promotes is that same Jesus that the Luciferians can promote, okay? And then, so none of us can possibly believe that Billy Graham or Franklin Graham could be involved in pedophilia. Oh, that would be impossible. Well, they got to worship their God, and they worship their God through pedophilia. So I know we don't want to believe it, but we have to understand a big thing has been played over your eyes, and you have to understand that God told you that they had false prophets then, they'll have false prophets now, but he says, you will know them by their fruits. So when Billy Graham started showing up at the Vatican and kissing the Vatican, hanging out with presidents such as Nixon and all of these presidents, and you're thinking, well, he's trying to get them saved, he's praying for our nation. No, he's hanging out with people of like mind. You understand?
Amen.
Anyway, when you talk about that, you're getting into some real hurtful areas, because, you know, Billy Graham and his son Franklin Graham, who's now good friends with pedophilia, is up in Oregon at Voodoo Donuts, and it's we're looking at all of this, and we're saying, what's going on? Well, God says everything that's hidden will be exposed. And everything that's been hidden is now being exposed. And so now, believe the exposure.
Man.
And say to yourself, I've got to buckle down and make sure that I am focused on Jesus Christ of the Bible and not the Jesus Christ that TBN is selling me, okay? All right, here we go. Let's do the Lord's Prayer today. Because I believe our Lord is coming. I think this world is about to change in a big way in 2020 or before. You know, Dan Matson put out a nice chart. I hope I'm wrong, and we leave before 2020.
Amen.
Okay, 2020. So here we go. Avanu Shaba Shabaim Yid Kadesh Shemcha. Tavo mehuteka ye ase rotsanaka be aretz ke asher ne asa be shamaim tinlanu hayom lechem hukenu uselaglanu et ashmetenu ke asher solechem anachnu le asher ashmelanu vial tevienu le demasa ke im hatzilanu min hara kilaha hamamlecha ve hagivra ve hativ eret leolame leolamim. Amen. And that is the Lord's Prayer in Hebrew. I was not speaking in tongues, and so if you'd like to learn it, I'd be glad to send it to you, okay? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, so let's begin with our Bible study today, and I am reading this from Lisa Morrison's message to me this morning. It says, Pastor Sandy, I watched your video and learned so much more. And learned so much. It says, thank you for your ministry. I want to ask if it's possible, to look into a YouTube person called Brigitte Nielsen. She does videos on stars, red galactic family, ETs. Recently, a Christian friend told me she longer believes in what longer believes in inherent sin. She no longer believes in inherent sin that Jesus. She no longer believes inherent sin that Jesus was enlightened. She says the Bible has been tampered with. She sent me a link to view some of these videos by Brigitte. Now, as a Christian, I want to tell you, Lisa, you should have said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I'm not watching it, okay? Amen. But you did it for a reason, and God wanted you to do it so that you can send it to me so that we can expose it. But in the future, if somebody tells you, somebody has a link that proves that Jesus isn't God, rebuke it and don't watch it, because you can't let that stuff get in your spirit. The way like Adam had that music playing in the background, because you never know what type of music that they're adding to that to get through that knowledge, that pineal gland wave that blocks the foolishness, okay? And it says, she said, I did, and I was surprised there is no mention of Jesus or God. I am a strong believer in Jesus and Christian doctrine, but watching two videos by this woman made me ask for prayer over myself.
You smart.
Thanks. I'm glad you did that. Amen. My friend, and now writing you, could you do a video on this topic? I believe this will be a strong alien devotion coming, have signed of alien contacts and spiritual warfare and demonic. It says it's definitely real. Watching Brigitte's videos caused me to feel an odd pull toward her message, and that's what scared me. I'm not watching anymore, but have never experienced that before. Obviously, the stage is being set for an alien devotion. But I didn't think I would fall for it. I'm worried. I value your insight, and please make a video on this stuff to help educate Christians on God's truth about ETs, okay? I can tell you God's ETs in one sentence, okay? There's no such thing as ETs. The only thing that they are Nephilim demonic beings, okay? ETs is what they're selling the world, okay? So that you think that there are other dimensions and other creatures and all of this, and that God is not fully concentrated on his church and on earth, which is the focus of God's attention, okay? God is holy, meaning that he is married to one project, and that is us, the church, and redeeming Israel. There is no such thing as extraterrestrial beings out there. They are all demonic beings, either Nephilim, fallen angels, or demons, okay?
Yes.
So the end of the ETs, okay? There's no such thing as them. But they have a lot of knowledge, and they've been doing a lot of things in this country. Are there Nephilim walking around? Yes, most of them are our television stars, our music stars, our heads of businesses. And yes, they are in the world. They are Nephilim beings. They look like us, but it's going to be exposed. Okay, now, and Lisa says, thank you, Lisa Morrison. Thank you, Lisa, for sending me this. Okay, this right here. He says, please give a word on this, Pastor Sandy. I don't want to believe this and drift away and always call myself a strong believer in Christ. Okay? Now.
That was good.
I'm going to show you what they believe, okay? Because when Greg Laurie says, oh, Kanye's just a wonderful, you know, we have to give him a chance to show that he's really growing in Christ. Well, I know now that Greg Laurie is demonic, okay? I know that what he's doing there in Orange County is not for God, because I'm seeing the fruits of what he's doing. And we have to start looking at what people are doing and not what people say. Okay, because what he's doing is demonic, and a lot of demonic things are going on at that church with that speaker, and we're overlooking it because we're saying, oh, it's a good church and it's good. There are good people there that are following Jesus, and in their minds, they're all following the right Jesus. But the leader is following something else. And don't be surprised when he introduces that, hey, the Catholics are Christians and we need to all evolve back into Catholicism, because it's coming. You know what I mean? Because the setup is, I'm going to give you the big building. I'm going to give you the money. I'm going to give you, but I need a personality that can pull in the people.
Right.
Greg Laurie is that personality. Who's there in Houston? The smiley face guy. T.D. Jakes, he can bring in the people, okay? So as long as you can bring in the people, they'll give you the money, they'll give you the church, they'll give you the salary, they'll even buy you a $2 or $3 million home, and then now you think, okay, these people must be called from God, because look at all the success they're having. That's not how you govern. Rather, somebody's a Christian or not. You got to watch what they do, okay?
Amen.
So let's continue. So on this guy's site, it says, you have been misled to worship a man. Jesus used a distraction to blind your eyes from the truth about the Christ. Remember, the Christ is the ability for anybody can become the Christ. So they're telling you that Jesus was just a man and he wasn't God, but he received his Christhood. Okay. This is the lie. Okay. It says, you have been misled to worship a man. Jesus used a distraction to blind your eyes about the truth about Christ, that the divine principle available in every human being. You hear that? That the Christ is a divine principle available in every human being. Lie. The secret oil that is activated in your solar plexus.
Oh,
let me tell you, Satan knows us better than we know him. They're not lying here. They're going to talk about your body's spiritual makeup, because remember, your body's spiritual makeup is what Benny Hinn knows that you didn't know. It's how he makes a whole side of a room fall to the ground using a spirit of Kundalini, because he knows the chakra in your body is going to be affected by this with the proper music, your involvement by putting your hands up, and then me making the commandment to the demons to affect your chakra. Okay? So you have to understand. See, Benny Hinn's guy, oh, I want to repent of not of the prosperity gospel. That was never your big sin. Your big sin was affecting people with a demonic spirit as you tried to prove to everyone that you had some secret power to heal people and to make them fall to the ground under the strength of the Holy Spirit, which it wasn't with the Holy Spirit. It was under the strength of demons. And anybody who is in India has already seen that done in India through Kundalini worship.
Wow.
Okay? So I want you guys to understand. Let me finish reading this, because he tells on himself, okay? Okay, let me see here. Where was I? Okay, the secret oil that is activated in the in your solar plexus. The manger is where Christ is born, and rise up on the 33 vertebrates of your spine to meet the Father, the pineal gland, and let you enter the kingdom of heaven when you balance the masculine and feminine polarities and you start to live in gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, unconditional love, and service to other willpower. You hear that? So I'm going to give into this spirit, and it's going to teach me how to have a Christ consciousness. And now I'm going to live with gratitude and love. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. Unconditional love. Okay, because they're selling you a big lie. Okay. And it says Jesus was just a highly evolved soul like many others that are here now that activate his Christ.
His Christ.
Right. Okay. The personification of divine principle like Christ is used to manipulate consciousness so you believe you can never be like him. He is the Son of God. You are born in sin. That is how it really works. That's he saying, that's the lie. Now it is time to reverse the manipulation. Okay, you are not born in sin. Every one of you is the Son of God and can activate your Christ.
What?
Don't say what, Pastor Ben. You know why? Because that is the Christ of Kenneth Copeland, T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, all of the people that follow him, this whole Southern Baptist Convention pastors that are paid to do all of these things, right?
Right.
This is their religion. Now, Kanye West comes in and says he's now a Christian. What has happened to him? He's saying, I've connected with my Christ consciousness, and now I'm going to learn to be forgiving and loving and unconditional and all of this, because now I've evolved my spirit and have accepted the Christ consciousness, and I'm so thankful that Jesus did the work on the cross, because if it weren't for Jesus doing it, we would not all know that we could all do it too. And then that's why Kenneth Copeland says, when I read I am in the scriptures, I say to myself, I am too. He said that. Why did he say that? Because he believes this, not the Jesus you believe in.
Wow.
I want you guys to really listen to me about turning on your TV and watching anybody on TV talk about who Jesus is. Because their Jesus is not your Jesus.
Amen.
Your Jesus better be your Jesus that you're reading in your Bible and that you practice at home. And it better be the Jesus that's of the doctrine of Jesus Christ of the scriptures.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So many enemies in these last days. Now, watch this, okay? On this guy's site was this. Now watch this. Look at this. See that? Just look at that picture. See that? You know what they're studying? Your pineal gland and your chakras. Okay? Your pineal gland and your chakras. How to affect you through your pineal gland and your chakras. They're studying this. This is on this guy's website. Okay? What is he doing? He's tapping into some spiritual knowledge about your body that you don't know, okay? Because before I spoke on the pineal gland, a lot of Christians had no idea what the pineal gland was. But there are people who smoke DMT just so that they can see into the spiritual realm because their pineal gland allows them to do with the use of DMT and some other drugs that are in the world, okay? Now watch this. Look at this here. Put that one up too. This is on the guy's website as well. You see that? What is he talking about here? He's talking about affecting your chakra in your spine area to control your body. You understand?
Wow.
So he says, rebirth equals a cerebral spinal fluid. The Christ fluid, they say. Climbs on your 33 vertebrates, which is the Jacob's ladder, and meets the 12 cranial nerves, 12 disciples. It ignites the pineal gland, which is your resurrection. Okay? Listen, this is new to us. to Luciferians, to people who join Masons, who people who are true Luciferians and Satanists, they believe in the Bible. Did you hear me say all of these things that are Christian? He said, this is what the Bible is really telling you. That your the cerebral fluid that enters you, your pineal gland, is the Christ spirit. Okay? And he's telling you the 33 vertebrates that's in your back, he's saying, that's Jacob's ladder. And they climb up to your pineal gland. And it says, and they meet the 12 carnal nerves of the, which is 12 disciples. Mm-hmm. Okay? So see how they're throwing the Bible in this? Yep. So now you can be at the Freemasons. You can lay your hand on the Bible and make your declaration to Freemasonism because they don't care that you're a Christian. They just want to make you their type of Christian. They want to reteach you the Bible.
Man.
Okay. So, I want to tell you guys, and I always say this, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you try to watch everybody, you're going to end up in a pit.
Yeah.
Okay? You cannot watch every idea, every concept, everything. You got to find a safe haven, okay?
Right.
Find you one or two pastors that preach the truth, hug them, and stay close till Jesus gets here, okay? Because if you start watching everybody, they're going to tell you. You can continue. Someone said they were watching the witch lady on Watchmen 65. They were watching the witch lady, and they said, I went to her thing, and she was saying that you don't have to repent for your sins, that you're saved forever, and that even if you don't repent from your sins, God knows that you've already been saved, and therefore you can never lose your salvation. She's teaching this. She said, Pastor Sandy told me to turn to this. And I said, no, I told you that lady was bad and she's the witch. The other, Terry, the watchwoman, is very good. This other watchwoman is very bad. She's a witch.
Yeah.
And so she thought, but when she went on there, she went, what is this? This lady's teaching completely against the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that because you're a Christian and you said, this isn't right.
Right.
Okay, so you emailed me and you got back to me. Okay?
Amen.
She's not a Christian. She's a witch. She's there for a purpose, and they're putting her on YouTube because YouTube allows anybody to come on. And don't think that Satan doesn't promote people and pay people to get on YouTube to distract you and to lead you into foolishness.
Amen.
Okay? So you got to be very careful about what you're watching and who you're watching on YouTube, because many ideas go out that are not biblical. And if you're not in your Bible, they're trying to get you to miss one thing, the most important event of the world, the rapture.
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to miss it. And he's after your faith. Okay? So now let's talk about our Jesus.
Man, that's some good stuff.
Let's talk about our Jesus. Our Jesus is part of the great Trinity. Okay? Our Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Word of God.
Yes.
Our Jesus is the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
Our Jesus is the Word that spoke everything into existence.
Yes.
The Bible says that nothing exists that is rather seen or unseen that did not come from the creative power of Jesus' mouth, which is the Word of God. You hear what I said?
Yes.
Seen or unseen, the Word of God created all of it.
Amen.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the glory of God, right?
Amen.
We beheld him, and we saw God, Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God amongst us. That's what God told them to say. He is God amongst us. So let's look at this, because you've got to separate their Jesus from your Jesus.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Their Jesus don't exist. Their Jesus is a made-up story by Lucifer to give to them, to give you the idea that a Luciferian is talking about the same Jesus that you're talking about. Okay, so I'm gonna give you a million. Listen to the money that goes. I'm gonna give you a million dollar building. I'm gonna put you on TV. I'm gonna make you popular. All you gotta do is talk about Jesus. But we know you're talking about our Jesus and not their Jesus. I'm gonna give you a jet. I'm gonna give you everything and everything to make you look as if you're helping the community while you sift in this doctrine. And then one day we'll ask you to bring in a guy and tell him that we're all Catholic and we're, and then you. Because remember, the setup always has an end game, okay? So if you're in the setup, if you're in the TV Jakes Church, because what, a few months ago they started yoga classes at TD Jakes, so you can go in and get in tune with your chakras and you can have yoga classes, and the first lady is going to teach yoga classes at church. Yoga is satanic.
Totally.
Okay. But do you think anybody left the church? Nope. I would have been like, they got yoga? I'm out of here. But as Christians, God, the Bible says we're simple. Okay, he doesn't say we're stupid. He said we're simple. We don't think that there's simple-minded means I don't believe anybody's out there trying to harm me. So I don't even watch for it. You've got to not be simple-minded. You've got to know you're at war.
Right.
And you've got to act like you're in war. That's why when you get up, you put on the full armor. You put you get your sword, the word of God. You put on your breastplate. You arm yourself because you know you're not simple. I'm at war.
Right.
Okay? Here we go.
Got a message from Ray Gaff.
Go ahead, Ray. That's my prayer man. Go ahead, Ray. What's he got?
Ben, could you ask for prayer for Jeff, lost in addiction to heroin, asking for Jesus to save him? Please, please.
Amen. We will be praying for Jeff. Okay, let's get back to this.
Amen.
We will be praying for Jeff. Okay, so this thing is called, and if, see, all of you out there, if you have not gone through Hebrew school is not only about learning Hebrew, it's about learning the truth of the Bible so that people can't lie to you. So if you don't have these books, you email me, you let me know. Anybody who joins this church should immediately get a copy of these two books so that you can start learning the Bible. So people can stop lying to you, okay? And you won't believe all of this foolishness. So here we are. We have the Trinity. The Trinity is the, where is my little bitty bag? There it is. The Trinity is El Shaddai. It's the 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is Shin. It's 777 equals 21. This is God. His original name, El Shaddai. You know what El Shaddai means? All sufficient. That's before he made anything. You understand? Didn't need you. This is an act of love. You think God made you because he needed people to praise his name? Nope. He didn't even create praise so that he could stand there and go, oh, yeah, this feels so good. You're praising me. He made praise so you can clean the atmosphere so that he can enter it and deal with your problems.
Amen.
I hope you understand what I just said. He created praise to clean the atmosphere so that he can enter into your situation and clean and deal with your problems.
Amen.
Okay, so remember, God is love. He doesn't create anything out of selfishness. Okay,
he sure don't, Pastor.
He's love. Okay, so the Shin is the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. I'm gonna do my hand. I'm glad my wife's not here. Okay. So now you got the crowns on each one. You got 7, 7, 7, and you got crowns on each one of them. All of them are God. That's El Shaddai. That's the 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. All right. So the first of all, the letters are going to tell you that God is one and that he is a Trinity. Now, if we go to John chapter 5, verse 7, and as you're going to John chapter 5, verse 7, we understand, first of all, through our Hebrew studies, that there are actually 66 books in the Bible. And some people say, oh man, God left a few books out, and what about the book of this and the book of that? God designed the Bible.
Yes.
God, if he's big enough to create a world in your little body and perfect air so that you can breathe, yeah, he can put together a book. And he decided, I want 66 books in there.
Yeah.
Why do you want 66 books in there? 22, 22, 22, perfect, the cross, mm-hmm. 22, 22, 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, 66 books. Your book, your Bible is a perfect trinity of books. Okay? Understand that, first of all, they didn't just decide on 66 books. God did that.
Right.
Okay? Each book represents a Hebrew letter, and that's a whole nother study we'd have to go through. John chapter 5, verse 7 says, there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Okay? That's in your Bible if you have a King James Bible. If you have an NIV Bible or maybe some other crazy Bible, they took that scripture out. Why? Because that would prove the Trinity.
Right.
They took that scripture out in 1553 edition of the Bible it says the King James 1553 edition of the Bible has this verse stating the Trinity. So in 1553, this verse was in the Bible. The Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit, these three are one. That verse was in the Bible.
John 5:7.
I hope it's John. Yes, John 5, 7. Unless it's 1 John 5:7. But it's John 5:7, I believe.
It must be 1 John.
It might be 1 John 5:7. Okay. Now, listen to this. In 1968, the NIV came forth, leaving out this verse and many other verses that they felt did not fit their belief pattern.
Yeah, it's in the King James. The rest of them left it out.
Who printed the first NIV Bibles? Lucius Publishing. It was Lucifer Publishing. But they changed it to Lucius because it just was a little too much up front.
Too much.
Okay? So Lucius Publishing published your first NIV Bible, okay? Nothing wrong with the language that the NIV uses, but you can't use an NIV Bible that has taken scriptures out. So now you have people that have NIV Bibles, but they're produced by different people. And then you got to see, did they follow the pattern of the Luciferians or did they stick to the King James and keep every scripture in there? Mm-hmm. Okay. So understand that that's the first scripture that states the Trinity. Okay. Okay. Now we have to make it clear. All Christians believe in one God. Okay? Do you understand that? We do not believe in three gods. We believe that the Word, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, Echad, one. Okay? Echad, which the Shema prayer begins with, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, is not a singular one, even in the language. It is a combine of one, like my fist is one, but there's five fingers,
right?
It's a group of one, okay? So Elohim is Echad. Elohim is a plural word, but he's letting you know, let us go down and confuse their language. Who are they talking about? They weren't talking to the angels.
Right.
They were talking to the Trinity, because we are one. Father, Word, Holy Spirit. What are you, each one of you? Body, a soul, a spirit. So yeah. God made you in the image of himself.
Yes.
A three-part being living in one. Show me one time that there's been three of you walking around, yet you do know that you're a spirit, you're a body, and you have a soul, but there's only one of you. So you were made in the image of God.
Yeah.
Okay? In the book of Job, it says, Job 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. The Spirit of God has creative power. You hear what it said?
Yeah.
It didn't say God made me. It didn't say the Word of God made me. It says the Spirit of God has made
yes.
me.
Yes.
So that means
God doesn't separate the fact that the word spoke it and it came in. You can't say, well, only Jesus made the world. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. Because now it's saying here, the Spirit of God has made me.
Yeah.
Okay? So the Spirit is the same as, then now you have here, watch this, Genesis chapter 1. Let us make man in our image.
Mm.
That's how the scripture sets out, okay? Let us make man in our image. Whose image? Father, Word, Holy Spirit. Let's make them in our image. Let's make them a three-part being. Let's make them a body, a soul, and a spirit, okay? But you're talking about one God, okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. From the beginning of the Torah, the Spirit of God is presented as God. You hear that? The first verse says God created the heavens and the earth. The second verse says what? The Spirit of God was hovering over the deep. What does the third verse say in Genesis? And God said, let there be light. The word spoke. So you have the Trinity in the first three verses of the Bible. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Throw out, burn your Jehovah's Witness Bible. Because it does not say, which a Jehovah's Witness Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was a God. Okay? He wasn't a God. And they lowercase the God. Like, he was a little God up there, and there's a lot of gods up there. You know, we've got to understand and believe the Bible for what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word, it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? Now, we talked about this last night. Because there's a person that keeps appearing in the Bible called the angel of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
The angel of the Lord is always appearing. Guess what? They make he consumes sacrifices, yeah, from Samson's parents. He kills 185,000 people, soldiers, in one night to protect Israel. Okay? He prophesies things are to come, and they do come true, right? So the angel of the Lord, first of all, when you translate that in English, it never says the angel of the Lord, okay? It says Melech Yahweh is the messenger God.
Yeah.
Understand? It's the messenger God. It doesn't say the angel of the Lord in Hebrew. It's the messenger God. And it doesn't say the messenger of God, because it would say Melech Shel Elohim. It's not the message of God. It's the message Elohim. The messenger Elohim is God, or the messenger Yahweh is what it says, is God. Okay? Now, Judges. We're not going to read all of those. Let's skip over to, oh, now, check this out. Now you get into even stronger evidence when you get into gematria, because now what the gematria of the Bible does, this is why I say we need to all take Hebrew, because in the gematria, God is using the gematria to prove to you that he wrote the Bible. So when he says the name, who will, Moses says, who should I say sent me? And he said, you tell them, Ihiyah Asher, Ihiyah sent you. The numerical value of Ihiyah Asher, Ihiyah is 543. Okay? So now you go to the scripture in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. His name Emmanuel, numerical value, 543. The same as Ihiyah Asher Ihiyah? Yes. Okay. Just the name Emmanuel is 197. in Hebrew numerical value. But God Most High, El Elyon, is also 197. So God is saying Emmanuel is also El Elyon. And his name is Emmanuel is the same as Ihiyah Ashir Ihiyah. So that's why Christ comes to them and he says, before Abraham was, Ihiyah Ashir Ihiyah. And they wanted to stone him. Why? Because he just declared to them that he's God. The Bible is declaring to you that the person that is walking amongst us is God.
Yeah.
He is not an angel, okay? He is not a regular person until he gets baptized. He told the angels and everyone to worship him at his birth.
Yeah.
Let all the angels worship him because this is God. God would not ordain worship of a human being.
Amen.
God said all the angels worship him because he was born God. He died God. He rose God. He left God. He's coming back as God.
Amen.
Okay. Man, I can't stand Luciferians. Okay. Now check this out. This is beautiful. I always show this to Jehovah's Witnesses. It says, thus says the Lord, Isaiah 44:6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. You hear that?
Amen.
That's in Isaiah. Listen what Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 says, when I saw him, meaning Jesus Christ, I fell at his feet, and he laid his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. Jesus declares himself as being the first and the last. In another scripture, in Revelation, Jesus says this, I am the first and the last. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. Wow. So God says, I am the first and the last, the same one that's in Isaiah. I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Come on, you guys.
Amen.
These people trying to sell us a false Jesus and trying to tell us that the extraterrestrials are coming to rule the earth. Please, I'm so worried about they all going into fire. They're all going to be tormented, and they're all going to watch Satan as he gets thrown in there as well, and he's going to be tormented.
Amen.
All in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Okay? They were already conquered. So don't you get away from the word that God has ordained to be your truth, because in the word is your truth, because God is showing you that is truth through numerical values, through structures, through prophecies, through everything is in your scripture to say, this is the book, I found it, I'm going to hug it, I'm sticking to this, don't tell me anything outside of it. Don't you dare try to tell me I can sin as much as I want once I become a Christian,
right,
and still go to heaven, because my Bible doesn't say that. Okay, so we stick to the word of God. How much time I got? About 4 minutes, Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir.
Oh, check this out, you guys. It says, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the governments will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful. You know what Wonderful is? That's God. It doesn't say Wonderful Counselor. Get away from that.
Right.
His name shall be called Wonderful. It's the same name that when Samson's parents asked the messenger Yahweh, what is your name? He said, why do you ask me my name, seeing that it is wonderful?
Yes.
The word Pele, it actually means beyond your understanding.
Yes.
Okay? So listen. It says the child that is going to be called, that is going to be born, is wonderful. Numerical value 111, Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Okay? We can go on with that, but let's continue. Aleph, 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 God, 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 333, yah, yah, yah. Okay? And it says his other name we'll call Counselor, or who's the Counselor? The Helper. Who's the Helper? Holy Spirit. Wow, so the Son will always also be the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Yes. He will also be called the Mighty God. Wow, so the Son who's going to be born will be the Wonderful Counselor and the Mighty God? Mm-hmm. Well, that's news. Well, he can be the Father because he's the Son. Oh, no, it says here also he's the Everlasting Father. So the Son is also the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace? Man, the Son has a lot of titles that seem to say he's God the Father. Because God doesn't see himself as being separate. It's all me.
It's all me.
Telling you, Kanye is preaching to you a weird doctrine. Mm-hmm. If I got a minute, can I read this, Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now watch this. This is from one of the first books that I began to read about Hebrew, okay? And I just want to read you, I will give you the book and the page, okay? It's on page 231 of a book called Hebrew for Dummies. It was the first book that I got, and I read this. And they said, well, Jesus and God are one. Why is he sitting at his right hand? Let's stop. Okay, here we go. Here it goes. It says, on verse 31, this is what it says. Okay, first of all, in Psalm 16, verse 8, it says, I set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. This is Jesus talking, right? Jesus says, I set the Lord at my right hand. Okay? Now, I don't know if we could both be at each other's right hand, Pastor Ben. Can we? Is it possible? Unless one of us turn around, right? So the word right and left have different meanings in Hebrew. Amina means in right standing. Smole means in darkness. So I'm going to read what the book says, okay? It says, the presence of fullness of joy, thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. It says, from the book of Hebrew for Dummies, page 231, you find that there is no right or left hand in Hebrew, literally. Instead, you have Bitzad Yamin in his strength and Bitzad Smol in darkness. Okay? So when God, you say Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, he's sitting in his strength, back in unison, right? If you're at the left hand of God, you're in Smole, you're in darkness. It says, therefore, in heaven, there are not two gods sitting next to each other. Jesus is back in heaven, seated in God, Bitzad Yamin, in his strength, in union with God.
Yes.
Page 231, Hebrew for Dummies. So he said, even a dummy in Hebrew knows this, right? So when you get the confusion, why is he at his, I saw him at his right hand. Even when he said it as Stephen's being killed, he said, I see God and Yeshua Bitzad Yamin in his strength, in his presence, in unison with God. Because when you get to heaven, you're not going to see two thrones. Okay, you're not going to see two thrones. You're not going to see a third one for the Holy Spirit. You know, got a big one in the middle. And
two little ones.
This is crazy. Wow. Yes.
Octavia wants to know what she's always been confused. What's the difference between your spirit and your soul?
Your soul is your emotions, your laughter, what makes you happy, things you enjoy, things you think about, the way you react in different situations. God made your soul unique, okay? He wants it in heaven because you are a unique soul. You are your emotions, your soul, the things that make you happy, the things that make you dance, the things that make you laugh. Everything don't make everybody laugh. You can tell a joke to one person and they'll laugh and the other person goes, I don't get it. You know what I mean? But he has a different soul, right? But you can tell him another one, he'll get it. So God wants your soul, which is what's going to live forever. The person that you are, see, I'm funny here. I'm going to be funny in heaven. It's going to be the same me. Except I'll be in a resurrected body. You understand? So that's your soul. Your spirit is what you received when you became born again. God put his spirit
inside of you so that you can be complete the way Adam was when he first created him. Because and Adam became a living soul. Not the fact that he was able to stand and walk, but he was in unison with God because of his spirit. So God's living spirit now resides inside of you. Before you were born a body, a soul, but a dead spirit because of what Adam did. So now you need a rebirthing process to get rid of your dead spirit and add a living spirit inside of you. So now you have what is necessary to go to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Once you get the living spirit, you don't continue a life of sin with the living spirit of God living inside of you. That's how you frustrate the grace of God. Okay. There's more in here. Like they say on TV, get the book. They're $19.95. No, they're not. It's absolutely free. You can do what me and Pastor Ben did. Look, what I got a physical one. I just copied it, took it down to Barnes & Noble, right, or whatever Pastor Ben took it to, and they put it in this nice cover, and you got yourself a nice book. 17 Bible studies that will blow your mind, okay? Because every time I give it to somebody and they go through this, they go, I never knew none of this. Because the church is not designed to teach you the Bible.
That's crazy.
You understand? Because they open churches. And since people are believing what they believe on TV, that's what's popular. So the churches are trying to emulate what they see on TV. Okay? And that's not biblical learning. That's not church.
Amen. So do people without the Holy Spirit have demonic spirits?
They don't have demonic spirits. They have dead spirits. But since they don't have a living spirit inside of them, I need them to now do something or be in an area where I can enter them, because I can enter inside of a body with a dead spirit because there's nothing fighting against me. But a born again Christian that enters into a situation where a demon can enter, it's completely hard for them to get in because the spirit of God is there. That has not been cleaned out. You understand? So can a Christian be demonically possessed? No. Can they be demonically influenced? Yes. If they put themselves in that situation. And that's what Kanye West wants to do. Amen. For everybody that's not born again there, he can send spirits into those people.
Yeah.
From everyone that is born again in that situation, he can send spirits to oppress them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, because you're putting yourself in the situation, can you play a demon into a Christian? That was the question asked by the guy, I forget his name now. And he says, you can play music that will cause the demon to come forward and to oppress that person. But you have to understand the spiritual realm is very unique. When I show you this, I'm showing you people. These are things they study about you and your body. Okay? Satan knows how to open your pineal gland so he can get a spirit in there.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
He knows how to do that. We have to know that we do have a pineal gland. Satan knows how to affect your chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To make you fall and shake all over the floor. That's not what Jesus did when he healed people.
Amen.
Okay? But that's what demons do when they are playing this game with your chakra. You understand? So we have to be very, very careful who we go and put on a spiritual show. Oh, you hear they're having a healing deliverance ministry at the Word Faith Center and blah, 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 right? And you go and there's some guy there and everybody he prays for, they're falling out and shaking. Either you believe the Word of God or you believe what you're seeing. And you say, hey, I need to get up out of here.
Amen.
There's some crazy stuff, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Lisa Morrison, for sending me that. The information that I gave you is very small compared to what it really is going on. But we need to wake up and really learn to be in a war and put on our armor. And so, with that, I'm going to say, Yivareka Adonai Veishmareka Yair Adonai Panaveleka Vehuneka. Where is my page, Pastor Ben? Yasa Panaveleka Veyasim Lekai Shalom Veyasim Lekai Shalom. See, I could say it in Hebrew, but I don't remember it in English, so I'm going to read it. All right. It says, the Lord said to Moses, when you see my people, bless them and say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, everybody. Le'itriot be'shavua haba.
Amen.
Anachnu achava otim im hakol lebim.